Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A man is shot and a woman dragged from a car after they mistakenly approached this wrong vehicle. The victim's conditions this morning and the ongoing search for the shooter.
No, before you go, MoDOT closing a busy interstate exit ramp in downtown St. Louis starting today. How that could impact your commute for the next 3 weeks.
And a popular Webster Groves bar and grill closes after 30 years. Why the owner says Weber's Front Row had to serve its last drink. Good morning, everybody. You made it to Monday. It's February 26th. You're watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Good morning to you. Happy Monday. We're going to start with a live look now at our roof camera in Maryland Heights. We're going to check on that forecast with meteorologist Angela Huddy on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. Angela, good morning to you.
Good morning, Blair and John. I know, it was very warm yesterday afternoon, and I'm going to tell you it's going to be very warm again this afternoon. But out the door this morning and out here on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck, we have a little morning chill. So make sure you're ready for that out the door to the bus stop this morning. I've got the coat on. You'll want a good coat or jacket or favorite sweatshirt out the door this morning. You won't need it for very long because once we get to about 8, 9 a.m., our temperatures are absolutely going to take off and we are headed to highs later on this afternoon around 78 degrees. That would tie the record high for today's date here in St. Louis. So very warm today and tomorrow. Then a potent cold front on the way. We'll talk about the threat of storms ahead of that front and just how cold we're going to get behind it coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
All right, drivers, if you're taking 44 through Valley Park right now, things starting to build right around 141. What you need to know just north of this, though, we've got a lane closure starting up over the Merrimack River, starting at 9 a.m., lasting until 3 p.m. Still not affecting your commute right now on 270. Just keep in mind, if you're getting off at Manchester, we've got that lane closure. Two east and westbound lane closures right at our 270 off ramp. Things certainly getting heavy at our 270-70 interchange leading up. If you're in St. Charles, keep in mind we've got that westbound underpass closure starting up at 7 a.m. and our eastbound at 9 a.m. Still not affecting your commute as you head towards Blanchet.
Two people are critically injured after they tried to get into the wrong car. It happened over the weekend in the Grove neighborhood.
The Power of Two's Chris Renier has been talking to police. He's live in the Grove this morning with what we're finding out. Chris.
Blair and John, good morning to both of you. Lots still to come, you feel like, in this kind of story still unfolding. We are at Manchester and Taylor here in the Grove, that well-known Grove sign just behind us here. This area is often bustling with nightlife, lots of bars and restaurants around here. It's also, though, where police say they responded for a shooting just before 3 o'clock yesterday morning, finding an injured woman. Take a look at video from about a block away from here on Swan. That's where we're told everything started. Police say the suspect, who they describe as a 35-year-old man, was sitting in his vehicle when a group of people tried to get into his car mistakenly, thinking it was their own vehicle. That's when police tell us the suspect fired shots from his car, then drove off. Authorities say the person who was found at our location, a 22-year-old woman, had actually been dragged by a car leaving the scene. EMS crews took her to the hospital. Police say the second person who was hurt, a 25-year-old man, suffered gunshot wounds and was taken to the hospital by a private vehicle. The latest we have from police this morning is that both of these victims are in critical but stable condition. Police tell me they don't have a detailed description of the suspect's car at this point. You are asked to call police if you have any information on this case. For now, live in the Grove, I'm Chris Fournier.
Thanks, Chris. Well, a woman claims she was beaten and held captive by three people inside of a St. Louis church. The police report says they responded to a church on Minnesota Avenue where a woman was found tied up and bleeding from the head. Police say that Inside the room, they also found a bottle of water and a bucket that had been used as a toilet. It's unclear how the woman was found or able to contact authorities. Charges of assault and kidnapping were filed against three people.
Well, if you drive around downtown or you plan on going to a St. Louis Blues game anytime soon, there is a major road closure you need to know about. It starts today. The Power of Two's Laura Simon is live downtown with what you need to know before you go. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning, Blair. Good morning, everyone. Yes, if you take I-64 going east and get off at 14th Street to either get to Enterprise Center, maybe out on Washington Avenue, you will now have to take a different route after the morning commute this morning. So starting at 9 a.m., that 14th Street ramp will be closed for the next 3 weeks. We want to show you some video of the area we're talking about, taken by our Nissan Rogue Runner earlier this morning. So right now you can still get around this way. As I mentioned, it'll be closing starting at 9 this morning after the morning rush. But we do want to show you, as you will now have to take the I-64 East 11th Street exit instead of taking that 14th Street exit. So the 11th Street exit is exit 39B, and that's what you're going to have to take to get to the downtown area instead. But if you use the 14th Street ramp from I-64 East in the city of St. Louis, crews are going to be closing that today at 9 this morning. They'll be replacing the signal at the base of the ramp, and since this closure is just south of Enterprise Center, this is going to impact anyone who attends any events here, including the next St. Louis Blues home games happening March 2nd, the 13th, the 16th, 17th, and possibly the games on the 19th and 25th if this work does not get done on time. So make sure that you plan your commute accordingly during this temporary closure. The 14th Street ramp is set to reopen on March 18th. That is 3 weeks from today, but keep in mind, this is all weather permitting. Reporting live here downtown this morning, I'm Laura Simon.
Thank you so much, Laura. 6:05 right now. We want to get you to some breaking news. Checking in with our Nissan Rogue Runner, Nick Lopez. Nick, what's happening here?
Yeah, I'm here on Cone and Field here, and there appears to be a fire in a house just back here. It's just a smaller fire. I don't see fire crews with several lines or anything like that, but I have seen them going in and out of the home over here, taking a look inside. They had some smaller hoses and that with them in there and have been using fans to help clear out some of the smoke that's in the area. So crews are still kind of working to clean everything up over here. So they have the street kind of blocked off a bit, so it's hard to get in there or get out of there if you need to go through this way. So they're still working on that to clean things up. In the Nissan Rogue Runner, Nick Lopez, back to you.
Well, a fire damages a building at Maplewood apartment complex. Firefighters responded to the Colonial House that's on Maple Avenue. They broke a window on the second floor to get in and fight that fire. Some people stood outside holding onto their pets. They're the ones who got out. The cause remains under investigation this morning.
Well, the St. Louis City Reparations Commission hears from Mayor Tashara Jones at their meeting tonight. The mayor will present her Economic Justice Action Plan. She'll talk about the progress being made to reverse what she calls decades of disinvestment in North St. Louis. The commission was set up in 2022 to explore ways to repair race-based harms like slavery and segregation. Tonight's meeting is at 6 at the Deaconess Foundation on North Vandeventer Avenue.
Well, a well-known Webster Groves Bar and Grill closes after 30 years in business. According to the owner of Weber's Front Row, their Webster location closed because they couldn't get an agreement to purchase the building that they'd been in. Weber originally announced it would be closing in January. He also says there could be a time when his business would reopen in Webster Groves, even if it's in a different building. Weber's still has two open locations. One is on Gravois Road in Afton. The other is on Vogel Road in Arnold.
Well, the Fox School District in Arnold once again considering a four-day school week. District officials brought up the idea last year as a way to cut costs, but discussions were postponed. Fox C6 has projected budget shortfalls because of dropping enrollment and the end of pandemic relief funds. Our partners at the Post report a community forum is today featuring a leading researcher on the four-day week in education. There are 168 school districts in Missouri. About a third have switched to a four-day week.
Well, this is new this morning. The happiest place on earth, you know where that is, Disney, became even happier for a man from St. Louis over the weekend. That's Michael Fussner. He says, don't make a fuss over me, but we're going to. He's a runner from Kirkwood. Came in first place in the Disney Princess Half Marathon. I believe that's in Florida, yeah. And he raced against thousands of other runners, but crossed the finish line first in just 1 hour and 15 minutes and 11 seconds. He says he could feel the Disney magic all around him from the very beginning.
There was so much energy from like the very first step. And running, I was by myself, but I wasn't, because there were so many people out there cheering. It was a fantastic experience.
This is a story of redemption for Fussner, who came in second place in the Disney Princess Half Marathon last year. Way to go.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.